according to the president of this anti-slavery organization, the book kind of made an apology of slavery, and he burned this book publicly. As a result of that, he was arrested with more than eight members of his group. Some have been released, but others have been charged.
So as of yesterday, a total of seven have been charged with threatening state security?
Seven have been charged, yes, to state security, yes.
What's behind the state's action behind charging them with threatening state security?
To be fair, I don't know, but suffice to say that this anti-slavery group was kind of very active in denouncing acts of slavery and also denouncing the impunity enjoyed by slave masters. And maybe because they made a public act by burning a book, according to the authorities, to people in Mauritania, this book was written by lecturers in Islam. And so, according to some people, it was an offense. But according to Amnesty, I mean, these people have got the right to freedom of expression.
One of them was Biram Old Abode.
Yes, indeed.
And what is his role in the anti-slavery movement in Mauritania?
He's the president of this new organization. There is also one other human rights organization, SOS Sclave. These organizations have been doing very good work in kind of putting the issue of slavery on the table.
He's a president of the Resurgence of Abolitionism in Mauritania?
Yes.
Okay. Slavery is actually outlawed in Mauritania, but
yes.
According to Mr. Obidi and some of the fellow activists, it's still practiced.
Slavery is still practiced in some towns. And last year, Amnesty was able to record more than five cases of slavery, which was brought to its attention.
And the Mauritanian government has said that the burning of these books caused thousands of people to protest, and that was why it was a threat to state security.
No, but people can march against other people, but at the same time, these human rights defenders, they have the right to express their opinion as well.
And how many people are in custody? I know that Mr. Obidi is in custody.
There are around seven people in custody right now.
Do you know anything about their trial now that they've been charged? Will they go to trial?
No, they have been charged yesterday evening, and the case is going on, is still on. So we'll be monitoring the case this case.
But there is no trial date set.
No trial date has been fixed.